in the gospel we read, but later he changed his mind. To God, all-loving Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Let's listen to this parable again. A parent had two children, and just for fun, for a moment, let's imagine this parent is God, okay? So God went to God's children and said, come, work for me in my vineyard. And let's pretend for a moment that the vineyard God is referring to in this story is the whole wide world, okay? Deal? So then in the story, God goes and invites God's children to work on God's behalf in the world which God has made. God says, dear children of mine, here is a job for you, and I know you can do it. Go into the world I have created, tend it, nourish it, feed it, prepare it for the glory that it is intended for. Love it, guide it into the fruitful wine I know it can become. Wow, doesn't God have a wonderful vision for this world? Isn't God amazing to look at it with all its violence and trouble and see its potential? And doesn't God have a delightful, if not terrifying, trust in our ability to work on God's behalf in this world? God says, I have created you in my image and likeness. Go, therefore, and be fruitful. Build, create, restore, love, and become fully alive in this place. You can do it, for you are my faithful servant. Wow. God really trusts us. God really believes in us. Now, there are four possible responses to this invitation from God. Two of these responses are not mentioned in the story, but two are. The ones not mentioned in this story are the simple yeses and nos. Some of God's children hear God inviting them to work with God in this world and say yes. They go into the world co-creating and doing marvelous things, becoming doctors, teachers, farmers, engineers, cooks, politicians, accountants, lawyers, deacons, parents, friends, neighbors, all citizens of God's kingdom, laboring on behalf of God to ensure this world is tended to like the vineyard it is, no matter the cost. Others hear this request and are not interested. They say no, and they choose not to participate in co-creating this world. Becoming doctors, teachers, farmers, engineers, cooks, politicians, accountants, lawyers, deacons, parents, friends, neighbors, all citizens of this world, laboring on behalf of themselves to ensure this world meets their needs and fulfills their desires no matter the cost. These are the simple responses to the invitation of God, and you know what? They're the rare responses to the invitation of God. Because people, we're not so often as simple as yes and no. We human beings tend to change our minds about what we believe in, what we hold dear, what we love and what we hate, what we do and what we avoid. People are fickle. Yes one moment, no the next. No one moment, yes the next. And so Jesus, knowing the human heart, presents us with the two other responses to God's invitation to go work in the vineyard, the two more likely responses to making God's world a just, peaceful, joyful place. The first child says, no, thank you. I'm not going to work in God's vineyard. I'm not interested in becoming part of something bigger than myself. I'm just not interested in anything but my own needs, my own successes. It doesn't matter to me if in my pursuit of my own goals, others lose. That's just the name of the game. Survival of the fittest, I'll do it my way, etc., etc. But then something happens to this human heart. Maybe it is simply because even the human heart dedicated to selfish pursuits of well-being is still a human heart created in the image and likeness of God, and God finally conquers it. Maybe it is the experience of a compassionate friend who supports this human heart in a difficult time. Maybe it is some horrifying news about pain and suffering others are facing that just eventually overwhelms it. Whatever it is, something happens to the child of God who at first said no. They changed their mind. Another translation says they repented. Another translation says they started to care about something they didn't care about before. This person who only cared for themselves starts to care about things outside their own circle of interest. Start to see the interconnectedness of God's world, that their activity in this world impacts others for good or for bad. They start to understand that their work in the vineyard contributes to the well-being of the vineyard, that they can no longer ignore that their life is complicit, that the organism of life is going to rise or fall on their participation. They change their mind. They repent. They begin to care about things they never cared for before. What a holy place to be. A place of change or repentance, of growing care and concern. A holy place. And yet, why is it that changing one's mind is seen in our society as a sign of weakness or as a flaw? Why is it we do not celebrate when someone changes their mind? Why can't we celebrate when politicians across the aisle team up to ensure just and equitable laws are passed on behalf of their citizenry? Why does such a shift in mind appear in political attack ads or as a way to discredit someone? What are we ashamed of that keeps us from admitting to our family and friends that our minds have changed around racist language, homophobic language, misogynistic language? Our minds have changed around residential schools and the now clear systemic oppression and racism that the schools were founded upon. Why can't we not be proudly new to the fight against racial inequalities, poverty, economic determinism, environmental care, Black Lives Matter, Indigenous Lives Matter, institutional reform, LGBTQ+ inclusion? Why can't we be proudly new to the fight? Why can't we be confident in our shifting opinions? Grateful that our hearts are not so brittle that they will break if we think a new thought or imagine a new way of believing? Why can't we support people when they go through the painful process of deconstructing a previously held belief system and walk with them as they work in the vineyard to remake with God a new way of thinking and caring and loving and hoping and believing? It is not unusual for the children in this parable to be changing their minds. We are all of us, always changing our minds, just like the second child. They at first said yes to God's invitation. They said they were going to care for things beyond themselves. They said they were going to tend to the vineyard, help it grow, bring about its potential. But then something happened. They changed their mind. Another translation, they repented. Another translation, they stopped caring about the things that they once cared about. They vacated the arenas of this world. They stopped pursuing justice, peace, and joy. They became entranced by power or fame or success or apathy. They stopped caring. Maybe because something happened to their heart. A disappointment in God. A disappointment in religious leaders. Their hearts grew cold. Their yes turned to no. In the process of this change, the world became bleaker, became colder, became untended. I wonder, child of God, if this describes you. It is no secret what this story of Jesus is about. God has made a world, a vineyard, and has invited each and every one of us to be caregivers of it. It is tough work. There are energies out there trying to suck our love, our joy, and our own energy dry. There are energies trying to get us to change our mind from caring about the world to not caring about the world. These energies try to convince us that this world is not worth our time. We should be only focused on spiritual things because all this material stuff is going to be destroyed anyway. These energies try to confuse us by suggesting our co-workers are our enemies, that liberals are corrupt, conservatives are fanatics, and NDPers are just insane. They try these energies to distract us by presenting clever arguments as to why we shouldn't get involved. Like, you know, the creators of residential schools had good intentions, so the system can't be as bad as some are trying to say it was. Or they were just some bad people in a good system. Or how about this? How about this argument? That sure was a cold winter, therefore global warming is a hoax. These energies try to get as many laborers to change from yes to no by any means possible. And they try to ensure that those who said no to begin with keep saying no. But dear child of God, change is possible. It is possible to change our minds and to say yes again and again and again. It is possible to renew our care for this world, this vineyard, and commit to its well-being. To let the same mind be in us that was in Christ, who said yes to this world and became fully human, and kept his yes even though the energies of the world threw everything against him. He said yes all the way to the cross. He never stopped caring for this world. Dear child of God, we have been placed here at this time to be the caregivers of the world in 2020. What luck we have been given to tend to it so that it can meet its God-given potential, to work together to provide the fertilizer it needs to grow, the fertilizer of love, of faith, of hope, of working for peace and justice and bringing joy. Keep saying yes with Jesus Christ, your friend and your helper. Amen.